The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
To me, it's almost like MLB turned the other cheek, and a lot of it is they want it to be over. But them saying Cora did nothing wrong in 2018-19 is borderline ridiculous. Because if you're a guy who's been in trouble for this already, you show up to a new job, there's no way that you don't, you know, do some research to figure out, hey, I hope you guys aren't doing anything crazy.
Well, I mean, he obviously, if he did it in Houston and got a managing job, you don't think he's doing it there?
That's what I'm saying.
And I don't have a problem with wearing a freaking mask in public. I just don't. I don't think there's any issue with that. You know, I've got some cool bandanas. I got a Carbach one I can wear that'll, you know, basically is like I'll be NASCAR. I'll put on all kinds of stuff to support our advertisers. Wear a different one. You know, I'll make a positive out of it, AJ. That's how I do it.
That's what you do, Fred.
Yeah.
You'll make lemonade out of lemons.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three already. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page and Aaron will read it. Just go like the Blitz and send a message. And who gives him something to do? There's Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Aaron is Blitzed. At Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. And, you know, if you miss the first 2 hours, a lot of baseball, a lot of Rona. And, yeah, so that's where we are. And of course, there's now people saying, yeah, but not doing well. Guys, come on. I'm sorry.
Hey, listen, I'm the first one to jump on that dude when he sucks. I don't think he's been that bad.
No. And anyway, just a couple of things I want to mention. I mentioned this in the last hour, but I did finish the sequel to Jesus Just Left Chicago last night. It's very different. It's basically a holy war between the Catholic Church and his followers, like a real war. So It's got lots of good violence, and I think some really cool characters, and hopefully you'll enjoy it if you're interested in it.
Is there a character based on me?
There are some characters I think you would recognize a little bit of, because everything that I write has... You know, I pull from things I know, right? And that's why I'm always everything I write is going to have horse racing and poker in it. It's just
okay,
you know. But yeah, there's I wouldn't say there's a character, but there's some traits that you would probably find. So, I've got a story similar to AJ's wife. I worked for Domino's in Seabrook and had one delivery where this woman wanted to slide an entire 12-inch medium pizza into a large plastic tub because she didn't want the pizza box in the house.
I'm telling you, that's my wife is doing the very same thing. Except we're doing it ourselves. We're not asking the delivery guys to do it, but we just we go in. Everything that gets delivered goes through the garage.
Well, and whatever you need to do to make yourself feel comfortable,
yep,
is what I would say. 713-780-ESPN. Somebody said masks may be too available now. Better call Wes. You see what he tweeted us? Is they've got a thing set up outside. It's pretty funny. But yeah, but for those of you who say you can't get them,
you're not trying hard enough.
No. So, but anyway, I have the novels will be available tonight as soon as I can figure out how to do a decent PDF file, which, you know, I'm just going to have to wait till after the show. Just email me and be happy to send you a copy, whether you can afford it or not. So. But it's I'm pretty happy with it. And it also sets up nicely where if I want to do a third one now, I can. So, man, we haven't had a chance to talk any draft yet today.
No. Is that happening? I haven't heard. I haven't heard anything. Is the NFL draft happening? Is that a thing?
One of the oddest stories I've seen this week is this rumor that the Giants may be already ready to move on from Daniel Jones.
You know what, man? I think that'd be a mistake. And I think that Daniel Jones, he went too high in the draft. I don't think he was as good as the Giants thought he was. But I also think, given everything that was in place last year, wouldn't you say Daniel Jones was kind of a success?
Yeah, I would think so. I mean,
like, if that's what you, if you said, this is what you're going to get year one from Daniel Jones, and you know you knew everything going on with that organization, to me, that's a win. You did all right.
I think so. I mean, he was better than I thought he would be. There's no question. And I think moving now, on after.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
I think moving on after 1 year seems a little silly. Because, I mean, can't he get better?
Certainly. Now, I think what could be happening here, and this would not be unprecedented, the Giants could be saying that, knowing that, oh, now maybe the Dolphins, who are desperate for a quarterback, or the Chargers, who might be desperate for a quarterback, they may be now willing to move up a spot to get that, you know, to take that pick, or to say, hey, listen, you know, or hell, maybe, you know, who might appreciate it the most is the Lions or the Redskins, because now they're like the Lions, who we've already talked about, might be willing to trade their pick. Now you might have to get ahead of the Giants. But I think the Giants saying we might take a quarterback, that puts pressure on the teams behind them that we already know need to take a quarterback, namely Miami in L.A.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only reason, right?
It's got to be. I can't think, and I'm not a Giants fan. I don't know what that fan base feels about the first year of Daniel Jones. Whatever you feel about it, I imagine you feel better after the first year than you did the day they drafted him, right?
Yeah, I would.
Like, he wasn't – whatever you think of him now, you probably thought less of him on draft day. So I would say if I'm the Giants, I'm probably pretty upset if you used a fourth pick in the draft, especially after you took Daniel Jones a year ago. With Arizona, I kind of understood it because – Josh Rosen was bad, and it didn't look like Josh Rosen was going to get much better, and they had a new coach in place. It for them, it made more sense to me than what it would for the Giants.
Yeah, I think he was better than, you know, you want to talk about other New York quarterbacks, I think he was better than Sam Darnold last year. And, you know, I like Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
But see what Bill O'Brien had to say about how he thinks the 2020 season will favor veterans more than rookies.
I heard a quote from him. You suck too. You suck too, mother. Is that the quote you're talking about?
No. This one's a little.
Oh, you had a different quote from him.
Yeah.
Okay. Capital what's that quote?
Capital E, capital A, capital M.
I only want to hear two quotes from him for the rest of my life. Those two quotes.
Capital D, capital I, capital No, but he says, in my opinion, again, it's just my opinion, but I think that this year, with the unique position that we're in, I truly believe this is a veteran type of year. I think it's going to be really difficult for rookies without off-season practicing on the field and being able to do all the things that you do during that five-week stretch after the draft and in the training camp.
That sounds like a guy who doesn't have a first-round pick.
It does. Says, this year being different than any other year, that's part of our building of this team also. So Bill knew the coronavirus was going to ruin everything?
Yes. Okay. That's why he traded that pick.
I mean, if you were to ask me that now, I would be happy to tell you that that's not a bad take, because if you take away rookie camp and all that stuff, yeah.
Think about this, Fred. Not only taking away from rookies during the season, but it also, we saw what the impact had on teams' ability to scout draft picks. So
right.
This is a year where, I mean, I don't want to say you'll get sort of amnesty if you have bad draft choices, but it'll be more understandable because you didn't get to scout them the way you normally do.
So, I mean, I think he's making a point, but even there, it just kind of sounds like he's making it like, well, that's why I traded off all my draft picks.
All right. He didn't know that at the time.
No. So to try to make it sound like that was part of your thinking, and if it's part of your thinking going forward, okay. It's not that ridiculous. It really isn't, but it, you know. And I got a couple texts asking for my email for the novel. It's Fowler975@gmail.com. Or you can DM me on Twitter, but I still have to email it to you because you can't send PDF files through Twitter. But that's...
Slide into his DMs.
Yeah. And
D-picks, you get to the front of the line with Fred.
No, you do not. You
stay in the middle of the line?
None of those.
What about chicks? If chicks send nudes, do they move to the front of the line?
Well, that would be very piggish of me and creepy.
Right.
And,
but the answer is yes.
But I cannot confirm or deny.
You'll allow it.
So, I mean, if it happened, I mean, what would I do? Would I just say, no.
I'm not giving you the book.
So,
like if a chick said, hey, I don't have, what did you say you were going to charge, $15, $20?
15, yeah.
Okay, I don't have $15, but I do have these boobs. Would you take that as payment?
Well, I've already said if people can't afford it, I'm going to give it to them for free.
So that's a way to do it. So if a guy said, I don't have $15, but I have these balls, you'd be like, oh, okay, well, here's the book.
No, I don't need that. I'll give you the book to not show the...
That's too late. They've already showed you.
Well,
can they still get the book if they show you?
That's probably a hard no or a soft no.
Depending
on what you send.
Depending on which kind of picture it is.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's take a break. Are we supposed to get bad weather again? Where's Stephen, the weather guy? I keep getting these alerts on my phone, and then nothing ever happens. So, all right, quick break. We'll be right back. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I think I need help. I'm drowning in myself.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. See this tweet from the Los Angeles Times?
Yes.
It's official. The teams that beat the Dodgers in back-to-back World Series have been branded as cheaters by MLB. Oh, boy. You know, I think you should... Yeah. You know what? You guys should be more worried about your damn deputy fashion editor trying to tell me what the hell to wear at home.
That's right.
I'm out on you, LA Times. Completely.
Yeah.
Man, f*** that.
Also, I've heard that the Dodgers, when Kirk Gibson hit that home run in 1988, they were also cheating.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm sure they were cheating. They were cheating in both of their World Series appearances against the Astros and Red Sox.
Yeah, Kirk Gibson, actually, that sign was relayed to him via an Apple Watch. And then he hit the home run off Eckersley.
Well, and Clayton Kershaw, they were banging trash cans to let him know where to throw the ball.
Exactly. Yeah, a lot of people don't know that, but that's a fact. Yeah. That's a true story.
Yeah, that's not made up. That happened. It really did. 832 asks, you going to publish the book? I'll pay 50 for a signed book. I am going to publish it. The print version is going to come out in 2021, but, you know, I did this the same reason I did the short story, so people would have something to do right now and maybe raise a little money. And, yeah, it'll be available in that version, but not until 2021. So what you'll get is a PDF that you can print it out and read it that way if you want. But the actual, paperback version of the book will be available next year. But just kind of felt like, you know what, I've got it done. Let's get it out this way for people who want something to read. And, you know, a lot of people have expressed interest in it. So, you know, hopefully it gives you a way to spend some time. And obviously got the draft this weekend, but I don't know what you got next week. So,
we're just trying to keep you busy. That's all. I mean, you are. I'm not. I'm not doing anything to make people busy. I'm just
well,
existing.
We're out doing our part. Somebody asked, are you guys going to take a day off from the show while you're doing it like this? And
no plans to.
No, I mean, I kind of get the idea that maybe, you know, maybe you take a day just because, you know, you're running out of stuff. But I don't feel like we've gotten anywhere near that yet. So, I mean, I don't have any plans at all. I don't know what else I would do. And I'm taking weekends off. So, and honestly, not having to drive eliminates a hell of a lot of the stress of doing the show.
Yep.
Because, you know, there's always the chance that you're going to die or you're going to be late because of traffic. So not having to deal with that, this is still fun. The another name that's kind of come up as possible trade bait is Jamal Adams in New York. And, they're saying, well, we'd like him to stay, but we might trade him. I wonder what kind of value a guy like that has.
I'd assume he's got some. He's still a good player. When you say value, I mean, are you talking like as far as draft picks or what?
Yeah, like if somebody were to throw a pick at you for him.
Well, I'd have to look at his contract situation. I don't know how much longer he's under contract, but he'd be up there. I mean, are there many safeties more valuable than him?
No. Now, I mean, that's not a position where you traditionally get high draft or use high draft picks on him.
Right.
But
he's also a pretty special player.
He is. He's young. I still think he's got a lot ahead of him. I kind of wonder what he would actually bring. And I'm looking at his contract situation now. He, $7 million this year, which that's a bargain, frankly.
Yeah.
And, last year of his deal. So you would have to sign an extension.
Yeah, you might get a third round pick for him.
Yeah, I would keep him.
And by the way, I would give a third round pick for him. You know, like if I'm the Texans, I would give a third round pick for him.
Oh God, yeah. I mean, we've seen what Texans do with third round picks.
Yeah.
So,
but that's also, I mean, well, I say that, and I said that only thinking that it would fill a need for the Texans. But now the more I think about it, maybe it wouldn't make sense because if you're signing him for 1 year, I mean, that means you're trying to win now, and clearly the Texans aren't—they're not playing to win a Super Bowl this year.
Well, they think they are.
Well, they don't think that. You don't trade away DeAndre Hopkins if you're looking to win the Super Bowl this year.
I mean, you're thinking
your best player.
You're not using O'Brien logic, AJ. You're not. You have to look at the whole thing and look at what they brought in to replace him.
Well.
And they were up 24-0 on the Kansas City Chiefs, who won the Super Bowl.
Why were they up 24-0? DeAndre Hopkins.
Well, I mean, they were up 24-0 because the Chiefs were imploding
a little
bit.
Stepping on their own crank, yeah.
Yeah. But, I don't know. I think in their mind, they're not thinking that way, and you know it.
No, you're right.
I mean, you're thinking that way because...
Because I'm a negative Nancy.
No, I mean, the reason you're thinking that way is why would you trade your best offensive weapon if you think you're trying to win now? Which is a fair question. Just like, why would you have traded Jadeveon Clowney if you're trying to win now? When you could have kept him. I mean, that's the thing. These things don't make sense, but that's not how they see him. I guarantee you. I'm starting to understand him, and it's scary.
That is concerning to me. It's like getting dumber before our very eyes.
Well, no, I'm not agreeing with any of it. I'm starting to see you know, I'm starting to understand how he thinks about this stuff. And, you know, not including the, you probably pissed off your quarterback, and maybe he doesn't want to be here anymore. But, I'm not saying that's right or that I agree with him. I kind of understand what he's doing, which scares me a little bit. It's not going to work. I want to make that clear.
But you see where he's coming from.
Yeah, yeah. I saw Lamar Jackson did kind of a video news conference today, and says he wants to focus more on learning the ins and outs of the game, have his mind grow. Tom Brady stuff, he calls it.
Nice.
Also, I mean, it's good.
That's what you like to hear from a quarterback who just won the MVP. Like, I'm looking for ways I can get better. I mean, I like him. I was at the front of the line of people saying, this guy is going to – if he can ever play in the NFL, it's going to take a long time because he was so inaccurate in college. It was hard for me to believe that it would be a show up on day one and start type of a situation. And it wasn't quite that, but
– I was halfway through the season.
Yeah, and it hasn't looked like he's a project – at all. So that's egg on my face because I didn't believe he was going to be ready for the NFL, and he's proven to be more than capable. So the fact that he's out here saying, I'm looking for ways I can improve and get better, I love hearing that from him.
Yeah, he also said, me and my teammates had already talked before we left Baltimore in January. We wanted to get together and watch film together. I feel like we need to hit a lot more deep passes that we didn't last year. Quarantine slowing everything down right now. I can't get with my guys to be working on our timing routes, which kind of sucks. But, I think, well, and so much of what goes into being a great quarterback is where you land. And if Lamar Jackson had gone to Cleveland, he wouldn't have been an MVP candidate or an MVP. I think he landed in the perfect place with good coaching, with guys who improved his passing, and then worked the offense to his strengths, which isn't just taking off running the ball, but being able to buy extra time because of his leg. I love what they've done with him, and I love the season he had. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And, yeah, it's going to be sad if we don't get football started on time. This is what the problem is. Is like we're going to be talking draft for the next couple of days. We're going to get all excited, and then next week it's going to be, well, it's nice that all these teams did this, but when are we ever going to see these guys? All right, let's take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5 is more talk and less commercials, which means more sports talk for you.
That's awesome. That's just sick.
However, it does mean less pee time for the hosts.
I can't hold it in anymore.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll be fine with this. ESPN 97.5.
There's a little pee coming out of me right now.
Ew. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. I want to remind you again to tune in to the NFL Draft coverage on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by Rexel. Coverage begins Thursday at 6, continues Friday at 5, and Saturday at noon. Visit RexelUSA.com to learn more about their services. I just realized that we only have two segments left. Is there something that you wanted to get to that we haven't done yet?
No. I mean, I wouldn't have minded talking more draft, but I guess tomorrow we can get into even more draft. I want to talk about some particular players that I'm interested to see where they go. But we do have our show will be short tomorrow. We'll do a 2-hour show tomorrow and just 1 hour on Friday. But Yeah, we've got time tomorrow, so that's most of the stuff I had today was draft related, and I'll just save that for draft day.
Yeah, because I mean there'll be 2 hours tomorrow that we can get to a lot of it.
And I almost want tomorrow's show. Like, I'm hoping that there's nothing that takes away from the draft, because it is really like a big day for sports fans right now, because we haven't had real sports in a long time, and this is about the closest thing to it. So ideally, tomorrow can be like the draft can just be the draft, and there's not some other stupid story or Bill O'Brien saying something dumb or something that makes us have to skirt around draft talk tomorrow. But I'd like it almost to be like an NFL draft special tomorrow.
I think that's a great idea, and I think we should plan on that. And maybe we get Braddock to pop on for a segment tomorrow, since he's not going to be on. He'll be on tonight, so he'll probably cover most of his stuff tonight. But yeah, I think we'll be Rona free tomorrow. How's that?
All right.
So 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. I do have one more Rona thing. The near Cleveland, deputies were sent to a home in Huntsburg Township shortly after midnight. A man called 911 to report a large party. Snitch. And, yeah, it was a large Amish party.
Oh, yeah. Well, they didn't even know coronavirus was happening. How would they know?
Probably not. But apparently the Amish have been continuing to have large gatherings despite the state stay-at-home order. All I could think of is the end of Kingpin. So they had to send a letter to the Amish bishops informing them that they're noticing an increase in COVID-19 cases in the Amish community. It's disappointing, the sheriff said. I wish it wouldn't happen. Those folks are all placing themselves at risk.
Yeah, listen, it's some of the places that you wouldn't expect that are having real bad outbreaks. And I was talking to my buddy who is a pharmacist in New Mexico, and he works for the government, and mostly his job is tending to Native Americans. And he said that, I mean, obviously you don't hear about it on the news, but the rate, like the positive rate in the Navajo Nation is greater than New York City's.
Oh, wow.
And so it doesn't get talked about, but, man, there's places in the world that are getting hit real hard that you might not even think of as a place that would be getting hit at all, but they are. And, like, I wouldn't think about the Amish community getting hit hard by coronavirus, but but it's happening.
Well, if you keep going and having big parties like that, what do you expect? So, see, the Red Sox have come out and apologized, AJ?
No.
For their unacceptable violations.
Mm. Players or just the organization?
The organization.
Yeah. I think they're going to be smart, and there's not going to be, like, what the Astros did, having players come out and give those little cookie-cutter statements that they were handed. I don't think the Red Sox players are going to do that, and I think it's smart. I think they're doing this thing. Like, they basically looked at each other. They had a team meeting, and they said, listen, not one of us says a word about this ever, period. And it's almost like, you know, two dudes going out on a dude's trip, and they both hook up with a chick that's not their wife. They say, listen, nobody says anything ever. You got it? It's like a pact, a blood oath. And I don't think they're going to let themselves get caught up the way the Astros did.
Yeah, I think, you know,
or maybe it's like Brokeback Mountain, and you say, listen, we can't ever talk about this. Depending on what kind of boys' night it was.
Yeah, exactly. No, I just think, I think especially with it happening now, if there's ever a season, nobody's going to be talking about the Red Sox in those terms. One potential trade that could shake things up tomorrow, Trent Williams apparently there's talks with the Browns regarding him.
I think the Browns could use a guy like that. I mean, having lost Joe Thomas, and he's not a long-term solution, obviously, but man, they could certainly use a solid left tackle. So I don't think that's a bad idea at all.
No, and I mean, I think he's got a few years left. I mean, he's not going to be a 10-year guy, but he probably could play 3-4 more years for you at a pretty decent level. So, you know, although it just seems to me that it doesn't matter who the Browns get, they're never going to put it together.
Probably not.
I don't know. I think they needed to make a change at coach. I'm glad they did. I don't know that it makes them better. And I don't know that Baker Mayfield is your answer at quarterback. And I think that's the whole issue is you always talk about you need a coach and a quarterback. Well, I'm glad they made a change. I just don't know if that's a guy I would have gone after. And certainly I'm not sold on Baker Mayfield. So, but if you can protect him a little bit better with a guy like that, that's a good move.
And yep.
He hasn't played in a while, so who knows.
Well, but you know what? For a guy like him with injury issues, maybe it's the best thing that could have happened to him.
Yeah, I was about to say that. I mean, it might be better for him that he has had time off.
Yep.
So, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. I don't know if you saw that Gronk's little press conference. He said New England wasn't the easiest place to play. But
I hear that from everybody who leaves New England says it's not a fun place to play football. And if I mean, listen, there's people. Tom Brady clearly cared less about he cared more about winning than having fun. So he was there for a long ass time, but. And he hasn't come out and said anything negative necessarily, but almost everybody who leaves there says the same thing. It's not a fun place to play football. Like it's a different animal, and it's very difficult, especially when you don't win, to justify being there.
Yeah, here's what he has to say. I'm not going to sit here and say it's the easiest organization to play for. I've also never played for another organization. I haven't even been down to Tampa yet, so I'm not even sure what to expect. But I do know the New England Patriots, hands down, it's not the easiest place to play, but it gets you right. It gets you mentally right. It gets you physically right. What I've learned there, I'm definitely going to take it with me and apply it to my daily life big time. So,
all right.
I mean, that's the thing. Yeah, it's always been a place that people say it's not fun to play, but then do you want to win Super Bowls?
Yeah.
Sometimes that's not fun. What you don't want is a place that's not fun to play, and all you do is win 4 division titles.
Right.
So, yeah.
Maybe it's really fun for other people that would just, I mean, it's probably really fun for Nick Martin, Kaimi Fairbairn,
Whitney Merciless.
Yeah, they're having fun.
So, if you had to pick one coach and organization in the NFL to play for, who would it be? I know it sounds like recency bias, but I've always loved Andy Reid.
Pete Carroll for me.
Yeah, Pete's good too.
I guess it also depends on what position you play. Things like that would make a difference.
Yeah, well, I always would have seen myself as an offensive guy, so I would say Andy Reid.
Okay.
But
yeah, I'd say Pete Carroll, Andy Reid's a good one. I think John Harbaugh's a good one. And those are guys that they all have that in common, too, is they give you a chance to win. They're all Super Bowl champions, but they also don't – Well, Pete Carroll's had some negative things said about him. Well, at least about the organization. Maybe that's more about the organization in Seattle than Pete. But Earl Thomas gave Pete Carroll the bird on the way out. So
yeah,
I don't know.
There have been some players that haven't been too happy with him.
What about Sean Payton?
I think Sean Payton would be fun to play for. And that's the thing. It does seem like. You look at those teams, it does seem like those players have fun, like the Chiefs and the Saints. And I think up until recently I would have said that about the Seahawks. But, you know, you win and have fun, I'm good. I'm totally down with that. If, you know, I mean, and the reason I don't say Belichick is, I mean, you'd like to get a Super Bowl, but if I only won one Super Bowl – and had fun doing it, I'd be okay with that. I don't need.
Well, here's the other thing, and maybe this is a different way to post it. What if you were only going to play one season in the NFL? Because then it makes more sense to maybe play for Belichick.
Yeah, yeah. If you got 1 year that you had to pick, definitely.
But if you got to spend a 5-year contract with someone, yeah. It's like, ooh, you know, is it worth it?
I could live with not having fun for 1 year if I'm going to the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
So, all right. Well, we've only got one freaking segment left. It's another one that just flew by. So let's take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. One final segment to go. And if you're looking to get in on the action while doing something good for charity this Saturday, April the 25th at 2 p.m., ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap are putting on the third Houston Online Poker Charity Classic. First and second tournaments raised over $4,200, so we had to do it again. $50 with an optional $10 donation, but $60. It'll go to two charities, Kids Meals, which delivers food to children in the Houston area, and Southeast Texas Food Bank in Beaumont. For more information and to register, head to the editor's picks on sportsmap.com or email promotion at galmedia.com. And somebody had asked how they could just donate. They couldn't play. Just go to promotion at galmedia.com. And
email promotion. Don't go there.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's an email. So you can go there if you want, I guess. I don't know what you're going to find. You can go to SportsMap, too. It's real easy. It's got the same email. And I want to shout out to my friend Andrew, who dropped me off a bottle of Eagle Rare today. So,
oh, nice.
That's going to get beat up tonight.
Yeah, all the breweries, everybody's dropping booze off to you.
Well, it's because I say nice things about them, AJ.
I've become very jealous, I must tell you.
John asked thoughts on Percy Harvin. I think somebody will take a chance on him. I think he hasn't played in 2 years.
I don't want Percy Harvin. The guy couldn't stay healthy, you know, before.
I think it's old.
I mean, he's going to get hurt. He's a one-trick pony. No thanks.
Or he's going to melt down. But I think somebody may bring him to camp and see if he's got anything left. I don't know. I think not being able to have workouts right now doesn't help a guy like that.
No.
But,
the Texans certainly won't take him because he's basically every wide receiver that's already on their roster. A fast guy who's going to get hurt.
Well, AJ, why not add another? Why not add another one?
You can't right, have too many.
No, because if you add them all up, they equal DeAndre Hopkins. Come on, man. All right, let's do the wrap things up the way we do every Wednesday with deaths. And let's see. Boy, celebrity. Oh, Vern Troyer, 2018, Mini Me.
Sometimes I forget he died.
49 years old.
I like that video of him where he gets really drunk and pees on the floor.
I don't remember if I saw that.
Oh, yeah. He's a world renowned drunk. He's had some great videos where he's wasted. It's worth checking out. He makes funny noises, too.
I'm going to have to check that out.
Was he a big person?
No. Or
no.
Was he a big little person?
Maybe something like
that. Oh, yeah, he was.
Well, they
joked about that at the end of one of the Austin Powers movies. Remember there was a scene, I think it was Britney Spears, and he's talking about his thing.
Ah, his hammer.
Yeah, so that's probably where it came from.
Got it.
Let's skip ahead to the best deaths, because there's a bunch of them. Pat Summerall, 2013. Cardiac arrest at 82. Good run.
He was due. That was a good run.
Benjamin Franklin, 1790, 84 years old. That's a hell of a run for the 1700s.
Yeah, especially for a dude who was playing with electricity.
Yeah, nothing shocking about
was,
that.
And was overweight.
Yeah. 2018, Barbara Bush, 92. Also a great run.
Yes. Also hot Albert to Einstein. Her dying day.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Smoke show.
Albert Einstein in 1955, dead at 76. That's a decent run, not a great
it's
run.
Not bad. Not bad.
Dick Clark, heart attack at 82 in 2012.
2011. 2010. I could do this all day. That's a long countdown, but that's what he's known for, is the countdown.
Yeah, and especially at the end where he was way behind on it.
Yeah, a 40-second. The 10-second countdown took 40 seconds. Like, the ball had dropped and people were celebrating and he was on six. And was it NBC or whoever kept putting him on? And they were like, God, I guess we can't get rid of this guy. They must have signed a long-term deal. Unlike Scottie Pippen. I mean, it was much like Scottie Pippen. Like, they got him for a long term, and then they were like, except this time it was management that was like, oh, man, I wish we could get out of this deal.
Well, God terminated his contract on April 18, 2012.
That's right. That was the end of it.
Yeah. Ravishing Rick Rude, dead at
40. One of my favorite wrestlers of all time.
Co-founder of Degeneration X.
Yeah. And a guy who my favorite was in the 80s. He would pick somebody in the crowd and bring them into the ring and just make out with them. And sometimes their husbands would be basically just cucked right in front of. Right, I mean, it'd be embarrassing, but it was kind of an honor that Ravishing Rick Rude wanted to make out with your wife.
Oh man, wrestling was fun then.
Yeah, the glory days.
China dead in 2016 at 46. Speaking of wrestlers,
no, that's not a good run. No. How old was Rick Rude when he died?
40.
Oh man.
Yeah. 1910, Mark Twain, dead at 74. Mm.
Did you know the Mark Twain Award was for comedy? I watched that Netflix special of Dave Chappelle getting the Mark Twain Award.
Yeah.
It just kind of surprises me that Mark Twain Award is for comedy.
Yeah, I agree. That doesn't make a ton of sense.
Yeah.
Prince in 2016, dead at 57.
Speaking of Chappelle, a famous skit.
And Pat Tillman, 2004, killed an actor at age 27.
That's a good one.
Oh, yeah. All right, porn stars. 2014, Sheila Ann, dead at 19 from?
Ooh, that sounds like a drug overdose at 19.
Committed suicide with a shotgun after being bullied over porn career.
Oh, that's garbage.
April 16th, 2020, Ashley Mattingly, Playboy Playmate, Miss March 2011, dead at 33 from?
Car accident.
Suicide. Sophia Moon, 2020, 20 years old, died from?
Drug overdose.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yes.
2009, Lexi
I'm not
Carrington.
Celebrating her death, mind you.
Yeah. You just want to be right.
Right.
46 years old, Lexi Carrington in 2009.
Murdered by a pimp.
Cause of death unknown, so I'm going to go ding, ding, ding.
Correct.
Ember. Ember, 2012. 31 years old.
Died in a strangulation accident.
Unspecified illness. You are correct.
Yes.
2002, Linda Lovelace.
AIDS, right?
Mass trauma from a car accident.
Damn.
I always thought she choked to death, but, you know. And then
not me.
2011, Aaliyah Anderson, 26 years old.
Oh, there's a lot of porn chicks died. Let's go. How old was she?
26.
Murdered by a pimp.
Cause of death unknown. You are correct again.
My
Your
goodness.
Your best score ever.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's going to wrap it up. We'll do some nothing but draft tomorrow unless something happens that we have to deal with. Great job, AJ. Great job, Mr. Aaron. Until tomorrow, stay sportsy, bitches.
ESPN 97.5. 97.5.